Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news.
Speaking of WikiLeaks,
we just talked
about WikiLeaks. And I thought this story was really cool because the reason why I thought it was cool, and I know Claudia looked into it, WikiLeaks, so I saw this on Collective Evolution, which I think is a really cool site. WikiLeaks publishes Spy Files Russia, detailing Russia's mass surveillance system. And the reason why I think it's cool, so basically in this story, and let's put it up for YouTube viewers right now. WikiLeaks publishes spy files detailing Russia's mass surveillance system. Julian Assange, you see this collective evolution story here. The reason why I thought it was interesting and worth covering was because basically there was this idea when all this WikiLeaks stuff came out with Podesta, and it wasn't so positive for Democrats. And by the way, Republicans are up to the same shenanigans. That even they're talking, and actually there have been people convicted of pedophilia and things like that that were Republicans. And by the way, we want to send forgiveness to all of them. And we want to try to harmonize the world and all these tough things if we can, because we all have tough things inside of us. We all might not be into that, but we all have tough things inside of us. So again, just like we talked about in the last segment, I think it's a reflection on all of us when these things happen. It's not like what we want to do right now is we're like, oh, that person's an idiot. I'm not like that. They got caught. A lot of times it's just that they got caught. And I'm not talking about pedophilia, but all these things people point to with celebrities and scandals, especially men. Biggest hypocrites. Most men are up to shenanigans beyond belief. And then one gets caught in the news. Yeah. And it's like, oh, he's the one. He got caught with 50
exactly.
women. And you know, he just got caught. And everybody's pointing the finger. Most people are up to the same nonsense, or some degree of nonsense. And I'm definitely not perfect. But then you got other levels of, you know, in terms of some of the stuff that was in WikiLeaks that I don't know if it was true, but it was really strange. And people can look into that. And I recommend that you do. CNN was telling you not to look at it, that it's illegal to look. It's not illegal to look at WikiLeaks. You can look at it. And I also don't think that we should just think, oh, those people are bad, I'm good. Well, no, we just need some major help in the world. That's what we're trying to do, to harmonize the toughest things and actually send love to the people doing the craziest things. They need love the most. You know, I've had really strong, tough energy that I've put out into the world, not through that, but just being angry. And, you know, the people, they need love the most. And it is our responsibility to send out love ourselves. That's why I looked into Kundalini yoga and natural health. Claudia talked about and all these things. So it's my responsibility to also harmonize myself. But, you know, instead of just pointing a finger and saying they're demons, well, they just probably need love pointed at them too. So even if the stuff is true in WikiLeaks, but WikiLeaks was looked at as something that was like assisting Trump. Trump said he loved it because, yeah, it didn't look good for Hillary and John Podesta, who was Hillary's campaign manager. So I thought this was good that they published this Spy Files Russia, because now there's this big thing. You can't possibly even turn on the news. Everybody is somewhat aware of the word Russia and like Trump and some possible big shakedown going on or big conspiracy with Russia. And I don't know what happened. I wanted Trump to win. And by the way, I voted for Obama. That was my first presidential vote of all time. And I'll even send love to Obama. And so I'm very neutral in that case. But my point is that there's this big Russia thing now. And
this Russia conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know exactly what happened. I do know we have screwed with elections all over the world, all the time. The CIA does that all the time. So I'm not sure that it's just one government doing it, just Russia. I think all governments are up to shenanigans. We have the NSA. We were intercepting Germany's communications, all these things. It's good that WikiLeaks published this stuff because basically it shows that they're not sort of in the bag and working with mm-hmm. Russia. That basically what I thought was good about this story is that they're not just focused on, you know, helping like Trump for some reason. By the way, Julian Assange says he's a liberal. He's not a, a conservative. So I don't know. He doesn't seem to be. He seems to be trying to get to the truth, which is what we like to do as well. And the truth is all of us are not perfect, including me. That's the truth. But it's cool that this story was talking about Russia's mass surveillance because it shows that they're not just like, they're not working for Russia. They're not pushing a Russian agenda. And it gives more credibility to everything else they've done.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that so mainstream media is making such a big deal about everything. And you're talking about WikiLeaks. And I'm thinking now, in my perspective, should we believe in WikiLeaks or should we not believe in WikiLeaks? Who do we believe in anymore? Because nowadays, and this is a story that I just heard today, Nick, which was mind-boggling. You know, now that we talked about the earthquake in Mexico and so forth, they were talking in the news about this little girl that they were trying to save, right? And they made a big deal out of it, and they were talking about it and talking about it and how this, like, heroic thing was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And today, they talked about it.
It was fake.
Now, you think, so what do we believe in? I mean, should we believe in everything that WikiLeaks says?
No, I don't know. No, I think they, well, what WikiLeaks does is they just report emails that they get, dumps of government emails. Yeah. The government's not happy with them, and they're keeping the guy in like a lockdown in London because, there's some charges. I don't know if they're real. There's some charges. That's why he's in and Ecuador is helping him out. Julian Assange, he's in this embassy, I believe, Ecuadorian embassy in London. There's some charges against him in Europe from a woman. I don't know if it's true. It could be true. I don't know. But what WikiLeaks does is they publish emails that they get from governments. And actually, nobody disputed that these emails weren't real. So in that case, there was never a story that these... There were stories we shouldn't believe WikiLeaks, but there was no story saying... These emails are not real.
Okay.
So they're publishing emails that are real, and you get to decide. You get to decide. And that's kind of what we... And I like that they're covering all their bases with Russia because we have a mass surveillance program too. The NSA, you know, Bill Clinton was on a press conference. He said, there's a government within the government I don't control. When somebody asked him about Area 51 while he was president, there's a government within the government I don't control. The NSA is, of course, they were spying on us. They said they weren't, and then they were. And it's cool that WikiLeaks, because of all this Russia stuff, where we have some kind of secret thing with Russia. By the way, I've been to Russia. It's pretty calm. I liked it.
I mean, is
I went to Moscow. I was expecting to be scared.
It's a beautiful building. It's a beautiful country.
It was actually, I've been to London. I love London, too. It was very calm. The center of Moscow reminded me of London. And I walked around. It was one of the calmest places. People were nice. America's up to some nonsense too. And America can be nice as well. But the point is that we're all human. There's nonsense going on. And WikiLeaks, we talked about some of the tough things they published with some of the child sex stuff and the pedophilia and all of those things. And WikiLeaks publishing this stuff about Russia and their mass surveillance, even if I think that it's good that Russia is not controlled by maybe the Rothschilds. I don't know if they are or aren't, but they seem to be not happy with Russia. Russia doesn't seem to go along with things. I could think that's good, but that doesn't mean Russia's perfect. It doesn't mean I'm a Russian agent either. And I like when they, you know, Russia does suppress some of their media. They do, you know, so it's good to get the whole story out. Even if I think that it's good that Russia is not run by some of the big bankers, that maybe they're doing some good things and resisting some of the issues that could be going on worldwide with sort of this weird world government, which is trying to convince people to be socialists, but then at the top, they're going to screw everybody over, and they're saying we should all be very tolerant of everything, but then on the backside, they're funding groups to protest. And listen, that all that, everybody has a right to all that. That's all fine. There's a lot of agendas going on. Yeah. People can argue about what they are. They are going on.
Yeah. So,
and it's good that WikiLeaks publish it because it gives credibility to anything else they publish, because it shows they're not just on one side.
Yeah, well, North Korea. We need to find out things, you know, what's going on. Now we're listening to, you know, about Russia and so many things going on, you know, and now North Korea is in the picture, and we sort of left Russia aside a little bit. Now he's,
right.
he's not the enemy anymore, but let's look at North Korea, which right now we're seeing more in the news as far as even President Trump being more forceful with North Korea. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, so, and that's a little bit strange to me, too. And actually, some of the things with Rand Paul, who's a senator I love, President Trump has come out against him because I think he wants to get some kind of healthcare reform done. And, you know, President Trump's support came from a lot of people like me who liked Ron Paul, which is Rand Paul's dad. Actually, I voted for Ron Paul in the primary in 2007, and then I voted for Obama for president. Ron Paul was a Republican who, in the debates, said we shouldn't bomb people in the Middle East because the reason they hate us is because we keep bombing them, and all the Republicans booed him in South Carolina in the debate. They all booed him. He said we should use the golden rule, and all of them booed him. He was the one guy, him and Dennis Kucinich, as a Democrat, he seemed to talk a lot of truth. And there's a large degree of support that Trump got, President Trump, from people like me who like that kind of thinking. And it has to do with Alex Jones and InfoWars. And so sometimes President Trump deviates from some of the things those people think. When we bombed Syria, even though we let Russia know we were going to bomb them, there was nobody actually in the buildings when we sent missiles. And the weird thing is, where are all the, I love Democrats, I love liberals. Where are all the people that are really not so into war now and not so into division? You know, we just have to remember, even me, I have to remember this too. When I hear Alex Jones, who I love, but he bitches a lot. And I've bitched a lot in my life as well. I mean, my inclination a lot of times is the bitch, because there's a lot of weird, there's a lot of weird stuff going on every day.
That is true.
Even with me, like myself, I want to bitch at myself. Like, why am I in this mood? And then why this doesn't work? The computer, I can't get the Bluetooth. Why am I hearing my echo in this fucking earpiece? So I want to bitch. So Alex Jones bitches about the Democrats. By the way, he bitched about the Bushes. So he was pretty fair, right? And he bitches about the Democrats. And I have to think, I need to send love to Democrats. But where are all the sort of the people that don't want war? Sometimes we have to send love to things we think we should hate. So actually talking about this reminds me to do the same.
We complain a lot, Nick. We complain a lot.
We do.
That's what it is. This world is so comfortable. We've become so comfortable. We're so many humans in this planet that speaking about nature is going crazy now.
That's right.
Now it's saying, you know what? Here we go. Here I go.
Well,
because, you know, I mean, come on. It's like you said, bitching about this, bitching about that. Bitching. You know, it's true. And the light, oh, I don't have light. Oh, I don't have water. Many years and years and years ago, we had candles.
Correct. Or internet. Don't you feel naked if you don't have internet?
We had phones in our home that we used to get to the house and talk on the phone. Now we have iPhones. We have all these luxuries. You know, all these luxuries. And what happens? We're not taking care of the planet. We're not doing the right things, like you said, sending love.
To what we think we should hate,
exactly.
Maybe. I could do a better job of that. But you're right, we do. I mean, I've talked about this, and we'll move on to our next story, but I've talked about this with the comments I'm reading, especially stories like our hurricane story with Harp, which is our biggest video by far, 100,000 organic views, Usually yeah. I've run ads to videos, didn't run any ads, but people, yeah. you could say, in the video I say, I don't know, maybe it's meaning, I don't accuse the government of doing this. I'm just saying, I don't even think the government knows. The government doesn't know what the NSA is doing. Bill Clinton was the president, and I guarantee you Trump is negotiating with the generals as we speak, and they're telling him, well, listen, you're going to go to war with one country. You take a pick. So it's yeah. not like, oh, yeah. do you want to? It's like, here's what you're going to do, buddy. So here's your options, buddy. You can do this or this or this. And, you know, Kennedy may not have gone along with that. And, you know, it didn't work out that well for Kennedy. So, and I don't know. I don't know. They say they might release things about Kennedy's death this year. Who knows? There's some files, and a lot of people have a lot. You know, Kennedy, to me, seemed like a great president. Now, he was having Marilyn Monroe over and doing some wild stuff, but he seemed like a great president. I think he was a Democrat. I don't give a damn what party somebody's in. I like the truth, and the truth is we all need forgiveness and harmonization. And if you look at Russian pyramid research, we look at some of the stuff I'm going to release about phones and what we could do with our electronics and these waves that are going on in the air. You're talking about even what's going on with the Wi-Fi and all of this stuff. So there's so much we can harmonize. Yeah.